You are listening to the Rob Scott Podcast, your source for Rob's take on current events. Let's begin the show.
They only made one mistake. They miscalculated the Israeli response. They looked at the first 4 days of the Yom Kippur War of 1973, but they didn't look at the next 15. Had they done that, they would have realized that the response was going to be medieval, and that's what we're watching today. They're going to be destroyed. Israel political parties have coalesced temporarily, and they have come to the idea that there's no two-state solution. You cannot make peace with people who do these things. Hamas overestimated their ability to shock the Israelis or scare them or terrify them or win the approval of the world. That's what they were thinking, but I think there's still a lot of people in the world who are going to give Israel a green light. This is the first time in our lifetime, I'm 70 years old, I don't see any restraint on Israel. I don't see a Western diplomat, a Macron or a Schultz, calling them up and saying, listen, you've had 5 days of barbarity, we're going to cut your aid off. Or Joe Biden saying, you do this and do this. I don't see that happening. That applies to Hezbollah and Iran as well.
What a week it's been. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it a whole lot. What you heard at the beginning of the podcast is Victor Davis Hanson talking about the Hamas-Israel-Palestinian-Israel conflict. And I couldn't agree with a person more. I've listened to both sides of the stories on this. And history, I've re-listened to the history between Palestine and Israel over the last, a thousand years or so. And this man nailed it right on the head when he talked about the mistake that Hamas made was to underestimate Israel and the coalesced group of governments that were going to back Israel as a result of their attack, their unprovoked attack on the Israeli people, where there's 1,500 now dead and just brutally murdered and killed, and this Hamas group just bragging about it to their families, and photos of children's heads being blown off, decapitated, families being, young women being raped, families being shot and killed, babies put in ovens. This is not a group of people that should be elevated. It kind of reminds me, in a small way, just a few years ago, how we in America, we will elevate people who are criminals and build statues for them, and yet they're criminals and they have histories of criminals. I'm not liking them going out and killing innocent people, but it's similar. Why is it that we today, and why is it that we have a group of people that want to celebrate evil and bad in this world? Why is it that we draw ourselves, why does the media have a tendency to defend a criminal and bad behavior, a terrible, just evil behavior? Why is it that they'll disguise it in a way, or try to disguise it in a way, okay, that is pro-Palestinian or pro-Hamas? You got to answer your question. You have to start thinking about this stuff because you live in this world. If you don't live in this world and you don't pay attention to this stuff, there's something wrong with your citizen, as a citizen of this country, and as a person in this world. You have to start thinking about these things and taking it seriously, because it's going to knock at your door. Okay, one of these days it's going to knock at your door, and you're going to have to face it. And you need to start listening and paying attention to what is being said. You really do. You need to get to the truth. Don't listen to the media. Okay, it's like what Victor Davis said at the very end of his thing. You need to listen and watch. Okay, you need to pay attention. Just pay attention to what's going on. Know your history. I saw a couple of videos, and these people are asking these young women who were out protesting. They just asked them about October 7th. the attack and ask him some very easy questions that anybody, if you've listened to the news at all, these women were out protesting and had signs protesting Israel, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas signs. They could not answer basic, simple questions of the reporter. They did not know why they were really there. You have to start asking your question, who are these people that are protesting? Where are they coming from? Who's paying them to be there? What is who's the motivating factor behind these groups? These people just don't show up out of the blue. I'm sorry, you don't have thousands of people show up in the capital of Washington, D.C., which, by the way, is an insurrection as far as I'm concerned, and they're sitting in the Capitol. You don't have tens of thousands of people showing up in London, all these things. You don't have 35 groups of all of our Ivy League colleges around this country and have all these groups. Where are they coming from and who's supporting these groups? You have to start thinking about this and wondering where is it coming from? Where's the money? People aren't just taking the day off. Okay, I know some of it's on Sunday. Okay, maybe they're off. But many of these were happening during the week. Where are these people coming from? This is all planned. I am positive of it. You had the attack on Israel. They killed 1,500 people, 1,500 Jews. And then within a week, you have people protesting ceasefire and celebrating the death of these, singing songs of the river to the sea and destroying Israel, that Israel doesn't have a right to exist because they're Jews. And then all of a sudden, we have all these schools, all these organizations all showing up in the news. This is not just arbitrary groups of people showing up to protest anything. These are organized groups of looters and just anti-Semitic people that want to hurt. Or they're just absolutely dumbass students that don't know any different, that they are so brainwashed by these liberal professors and these liberal universities that they just believe anything that these people tell them, just literally. I want you to listen to another, this is a video clip of a young female, she's Jewish, and I want you to listen to this. This will freak you out. If you haven't seen the news and the clipping and the things from the news of what ABC and all these CNNs will show you, what they'll allow you to see, okay, this will freak you out. Listen to this.
Imagine that you frequent Jewish events on campus. Imagine that you live in a Jewish sorority house. Then imagine scrolling on your phone one day only to discover that a fellow student wants to shoot up the kosher dining hall and I quote, gang rape all Jew pig women on campus. That is what my peers and I experienced last week when reading the multiple online threats made by a fellow student instructing other Cornell students to assault Jews on campus, to follow them home and slit their throats. This was not just hate speech. It was a call to action and an immediate threat. The sentiment did not begin with that student. Professors and student organizations have been fueling Jew hatred and spreading it across campus with disregard or potentially even with deliberate intent to incite.
Committee will be in war. Committee will be in order.
Okay, now, if you listen to this young lady, okay, she's a Jewish student. I think she's at Cornell. And she's giving you specifics. And then the gentleman that follows her gives you specifics on what is taking place at Cornell University. These people are being physically and emotionally and verbally abused by these Palestinian students who are supporting Hamas and who are supporting the Palestinian people in the movement. Okay, they are threatening these people to kill them, to cut their throats, to rape them. Where are the Democrats okay, where are the left side of our aisle that are just outraged over the language that these students are using against towards these Jewish these other Jewish students that go to Cornell University? Where are they? Do you hear anything from any of those? No. What you hear is you hear from Rashida Tlaib, you hear from Omar, you hear from AOC, and all you hear is this defense for Palestine. When they're approached on how do you feel, what's your remarks on the killing of Hamas's killing of innocent babies and innocent people, they don't have one thing to say. They run and hide. They close the doors. They're all fucking cowards, every one of them. None of them should be in the halls of Congress representing the United States of America and its people. I don't care where they're from. This week they censured Rashida, and they should have kicked her out of Congress because she is an anti-Semite, she is anti-American. So is Omar, so is AOC. They're all anti-American, and for some reason they keep getting elected. They don't represent your needs, my needs. They don't represent the needs of their constituents. They have one goal in mind, and that's divisionism. And I've said this over and over again in my conversations on my episodes. We are living in a time where we live day to day. And we have a bunch of fear mongers who are leading our country. We have a president of the United States, and we have his administration. We have a DOJ. We have the FBI. We have all these people, all these bureaucrats who are leading this country by fear. And it started, to tell you the truth, this is why I cannot stand Barack Obama. Barack Obama had the chance as the first black president of the United States to unify this country, to unify black, white, everybody in this country. But what did he do? He took the opportunity to divide this country. And President Biden has taken that baton, because I don't think President Biden even runs this country. I think Obama's still running this country. He's back behind being a puppet master. I really do. I believe it. You just see what's going on. You just really see what's going on. It's just a continuation of the Biden years. I mean, the Obama years. You cannot, and then this administration has been nothing but fear-mongering. You gotta start thinking to yourself, are you tired of living in a world where you are waking up every day and you have this kind of news? You have this kind of these kinds of conflicts all the time within ourselves. We have never been so divided in this country. You have blacks hating whites, whites hating blacks. You have people that are saying that we hate transgenderism, or teaching the idea of transgenderism, which is a bunch of bullshit. You had 2.5 years of just blatant, and we know this now because now we have history behind us. And we have blatant lies by our administration, by people who are supposed to be the quote-unquote experts in their medical fields, okay, that kept our country locked down, kept our businesses closed, kept our schools closed, even though they knew that our children would suffer greater as a result of them staying home than the danger that they had from spreading COVID. And that wasn't enough. Okay, COVID's over with. So where do we go next? We go to transgenderism. Okay, and then we have this whole, before that, it was critical race theory and all that in our schools. And then you start having parents complaining that their kids are coming home and saying, I'm a bad person because I'm a white person. So parents are getting saying, what the hell? What are you being taught in your school? So they go and complain. And what does the government do? The government, sets up files with the FBI and starts going after parents, starts going after Catholics and Christians, and saying we're domestic terrorists in this country because we care about what our children are being taught in our schools, in our public schools, the taxpayer dollars that we are putting into schools, and our children coming home and saying, I hate you and I hate that I'm white. And then after it's critical race theory, now and then it's transgenderism, which has no scientific basis for it at all. There's nothing there. And now we have this. It's just one thing after another. It's fear, 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 fear. That's all you get today from our government and from its power. You all you do is get fear, you know, don't believe in the country anymore, hate the country, you know, destroy the Constitution, take away our Bill of Rights, take away our freedom of speech, which is part of the, you know, the whole DEI and everything else like that that has been implemented in our corporations, in our media, in our news agencies, it's ridiculous. Aren't you tired of living in a society where you are constantly in fear? Now you have this war. You had the Ukraine war, okay, which was completely and utterly avoidable. Because we have a narcissistic president who only cares about being liked. Okay? That's why he pulled out of Afghanistan. That's why he pulled out of Afghanistan on the date that he wanted to pull out of Afghanistan. There's a purpose in that. All for a headline so he could say he's doing something. And you look at the ramifications of that. We have the Ukraine war. We have China rising. And now we have this. And now we have Hamas and Palestine attacking Israel. All because of this man's poor handling of our foreign policy. He is terrible at it. He should not be president of the United States. He should not be reelected. He should not be running at all. All of this can be put on the very shoulders of the president of the United States. And you know what? He is the president. The buck stops at your desk, Mr. President. It doesn't belong to Donald Trump. It doesn't belong to the House. It doesn't belong to the Senate. Well, it does belong to Sim because they don't move anything forward because it's democratically led. It's your fault, President. The buck stops at your desk, period. And you don't do anything about it. Nothing about it. In fact, your rhetoric is all basically anti-Semite in its essence. You have an administration that doesn't care about our border, doesn't care about law and order. Aren't you sick of it? People, I mean, listen, aren't you getting tired of it? Do we have to, I've said this before, do we have to go off the cliff? Are we going to drive off the cliff? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to allow these people to take the bus and just drive us right off the cliff? You got to start thinking about this stuff. It's ridiculous. It's more than ridiculous. It's just, it's evil in its design. It is. Evil is a harsh word. I know it's a very harsh word. I don't like using it a lot. But there's no other description. There's nothing else that I can say to put a qualifier on this except that it's just evil. All right, I'm going to close with this last clip. This is a clip of he's a newscaster. I tried looking up who he is and I couldn't find anywhere in the description of who he was. But this man seems to really kind of get it. I want you to listen to this. I don't even know who he is, like I said. I don't know who he is, but he hits the nail right on the head. Give this a listen.
Let me say something that I've never said before in 40 years of broadcasting about my personal politics. I voted twice for Donald Trump because I thought him to be the less imperfect of two candidates. I am at heart a libertarian in the sense that I believe, as my grandfather once told me, quote, in this country, you have the right to be left alone. Given the binary choice in the voting booth, I felt Donald Trump was closer to our constitutional foundation and the promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness than either of his 2016 or 2020 Democratic opponents. I also believed Donald Trump was careless and responsible himself for many of his political troubles. But I'm deeply angry and resentful of anybody who suggests that I or anybody else who made that same binary choice in a voting booth should be labeled by today's president a semi-fascist. I've had good history teachers throughout my life. I know exactly what fascism is. At its most basic level, fascism embodies a consolidation of political power. It attempts to limit political opposition, and it mandates how and what private industry can produce. Given what's happening in our country today, the union of big tech with centralized government, the shadow banning of conservative opposition, the outright banning of those who question the efficacy of vaccine mandates, the banning of even a former U.S. president from speaking his voice on some platforms, all that is technically much closer to fascism than anything Donald Trump did. Another common trait of fascism is the fifth column, the agent provocateur, the person who infiltrates the opposition party, who wreaks havoc to make it appear the opposition is bent on threats, violence, and illegality. So when you see reports of the Nazi flag seen at some Governor Ron DeSantis or some other Republican rally, question it.
This reporter's, this anchor's last words, at least in this clip, was when you see these things taking place, question it. Always question everything the media puts out there, because he is exactly right. To be very careful as to what you see and what you believe in the media, because there are people out there to change the narrative, and you have to be careful with it. Please be careful with it out there. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Help me to grow my audience. Share these videos with other people. Please give me 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to. And if you have any comments, please reach me at rob@robscottpodcast.com. If you have any questions, if you disagree with what I say, that's fine. Let's have a discussion. Let's have some common, dialogue, and which is a great thing in this country that we have. I posted a couple things on social media this weekend. I just want everybody to know that I stand firm for Israel. I don't have any hate for the Palestinian people. I have disgust for Hamas and for any terrorist organization that will take the lives of innocent people. Not in defending yourself. That's war, and unfortunately, the casualties of war are both those who are armed and those who are civilians. And but at the same time, when a group of people will put innocent civilians in the way of harm, those are the casualties of war that we're talking about. Nobody wants to see those. Nobody wants that to take place. But that is not the issue with, to my knowledge, with Israel protecting itself. That's an issue, and the blame and the complete weight of all that falls on the shoulders of Hamas and those who are trying to, end the lives of Jews from the river to the sea. There's no place for that in this world. There's no place for that in this country. And for these people who are, and these students and these people who are protesting right now, you have a right to protest, but your protest is based on falsehood and lies that you have been taught in your schools, that you've been taught in life, and you choose to believe those things, you need to re-educate yourself. Again, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And have a good week.